doing?
Here, drink this. Here. Slowly.
I think we should postpone this.
No. No, I must continue.
Doctor, what's your opinion?
I think we should carry on. But before we do...
What are you giving him?
I must have the name of that powder, Dr. Watson.
It's only a mild painkiller. Drink it down in one. Good.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right. You have to understand that to hold any kind of unorthodox opinion was a dangerous matter among the Mormons. To fall foul of the elders was a terrible thing.
Close the door, if you please.
Yes, Brother Young. My daughter has gone to the city, but I could prepare some refreshments.
It is of your daughter that I wish to speak.
Lucy.
There are stories of her which I would fain disbelieve. Stories that she is sealed to some Gentile. What is the 13th rule in the code of the Sainted Joseph Smith? You claim to be a loyal member of the church, wise in its teachings. What is the 13th rule?
That every maiden of the true faith marry one of the elect. For if she marry a Gentile, she commits a grievous sin.
Your daughter has found favor in the eyes of many who are high in the land. Stangerson has a son. Drebber has a son. They are young and rich and of the true faith. Let her choose between them.
You must give us time. Lucy is scarce of an age to marry.
We give you time. We give you 1 month.
A month?
At the end of 30 days, she shall make her choice. And if she will not, then I will do so for her. Good day to you, brother.
A month? I had been gone scarce 3 weeks. I discovered later that Ferrier sent a message after me. The next day. It was that same day that he arrived home to find two young men in possession of his sitting room.
I guess you don't know us, brother. This here is Enoch, the son of Elder Drebber.
Greetings, brother.
And I'm Joseph Stangerson. I traveled with you when I was just a lad, when the Lord stretched out his hand and gathered you into the true fold.
As he will all the nations in his own good time. He grindeth slowly, but exceeding small.
Amen, Brother Drebber.
I guessed who you were.
Then you must surely know why we're here.
Oh, I know your purpose right enough.
As I have only 4 wives, and Brother Drebber here has 7, it appears to me that my claim is the stronger.
The question is not how many we have, but how many we can keep. I'm the richer man.
But my prospects are better. I'm your elder and higher in the church.
What say you, Brother Ferrier?
I say this. I don't want to see either of your faces again.
Are you aware what an honor it is to marry the son of an elder?
I'm aware that there are 2 ways out of this room. There's the door and there's the window. Which do you care to use?
You have defied the prophet and the holy four. You'll regret this to the end of your days.
I knew nothing at all of this. The power of the Holy Four stretched wider and deeper than John Ferrier could ever suspect. His message never reached me.
Good morning, Father. I was wondering if I might... What in the world is the matter?
Nothing, child. Wait for me in the sitting room.
What is that paper? What does it say? Show it to me, Father.
Dear, I found it pinned to the bedclothes. It was there when I woke.
29 days. Oh, my God.
Next morning, they found the number 28 scrawled with a burnt stick in the very center of their ceiling. That night, Ferrier sat up with his gun. He saw nothing, heard nothing. And in the morning, a great 27 had been painted on the outside of their front door. And so it went on. 20 changed to 15, 15 to 10, 10 to 5. And still they waited in vain. For me. In fact, I was on my way back to them. My business over and done with. And not a care in my heart.
drop your rifle.
Quinn said to drop your rifle.